Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. This is the Word of God.
Friends, over the last few Sundays, we've been going through the concluding comments in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And we started this with you. You may remember towards the end of last year, and next Sunday morning we will conclude it. But today we come to again put on the armor of God. Now may I remind you that when you became a Christian, that moment when God saved you by His grace, and you put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, you became a brand new person. The old was gone and everything became new. And you were drawn into the family of God, and your sins were forgiven. It was the greatest day in your life. But you know what, friends? It was the start of a battle. You never had that battle before. But when you became a Christian, the war started. And the reason for that is simple. That we've got an enemy. His name is Satan. He's called the devil. Sometimes he's called Beelzebub. Sometimes he's called Apollyon. Sometimes he's called the prince of the darkness of the air. He's given lots of titles. But they all remind us, brothers and sisters, that the Christian conflict is real. It's difficult and it's dangerous. It's one in which true believers are often grievously wounded. Multitudes of reputed believers entirely succumb. It's one in which great mistakes are often committed, sometimes serious losses incurred because of an ignorance of its nature. Because of this war, brothers and sisters, you must make sure that you have on the armor of God. Because if you haven't, you're going to get hurt. You're going to fall. The evil one is going to take you away. You must have on the armor. So what have we seen already? We had a look at the belt. Remember I showed you, and you all laughed when I showed you that webbing belt. Never forget that sermon. That is crucial. Everything depends on the belt. Same with your sons and your husbands who went to war and into the army. They will tell you the webbing belt is critical. Everything hinges on that. And as we go into the battle, everything hinges on your total abandonment and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're half-hearted or lukewarm, you're in very big trouble. And we go, my brothers and sisters, with the truth of our Bibles. We love the Word. We believe at Christ Church Pinetown that the Bible is today inerrant, infallible, inspired, sufficient, final. It's God's Word. We don't need anything else. No big programs or initiatives. The precious Word of God is our belt. Love your Bible. Read it. Memorize it. Spend time in God's Word every day. And then we need the breastplate of righteousness to look after our heart and our lungs, so to speak. The devil comes and says, you can't be a Christian. Look how you speak. Look what you've done. Look at your life. How do you answer that? We've got to have it on the breastplate. The imputed righteousness of Jesus, which He gives you the moment you are saved, and which will result in a holy and a godly life. You've got to have the breastplate. What do you put on your feet? The gospel of peace. We live, they tell us, all the advertisements, the kingdom of the Zulu. The first Zulu king was that made such a massive impact was Shaka. And what he did was this. As soon as he took over, he told his warriors, get rid of your shoes, get rid of your sandals, and he made them jump up and down on thorns. There was blood everywhere. But he said, if we are to go into battle, we've got to have secure footing. He was right. Your footing is important. You need a secure footing, dear friends. When the disappointments of life come, when the tragedies of life come, when death comes, when retrenchment comes, when hijackings come, some people say, oh, there's a God, why does He allow it? We're not like that. We don't give up and become discouraged. We've got a strong footing. It's the gospel of peace. We know that Jesus is sovereign and in control. Got an SMS from our warden this morning and I was praying. He says, today's going to be a good day, Warwick. Let's pray. So grateful for that. You see, a man who understands, it's going to be a good day. Why? Because all things are going to work together for good for us. Like the belt, the breastplate, the gospel of peace on our feet. And then number four, we need the shield. It says above all, brothers and sisters, you've got to have the shield. The shield of faith. It's not more important than anything else. But what it is, it's important in this sense that it adds light and weight and assurance to all those other areas where we are going to be attacked. And the arrows will come from the evil one. And we put up the shield. And it tells us there, it quenches all the fiery darts of the evil one. On your outline you will notice, what is it? What is the shield of faith, friends? It's absolute trust in God our Father. Absolute trust. So you lose a business deal, or you learn from the doctor you've got cancer, or you're retrenched from work, or your children are in rebellion, or your wife is not converted. All the pressures of today. I've just come back from a mission trip to Malawi. Poverty, I want to tell you, my friends, that we never see in this place. The average income is 2 rand 50 a day. Average across the board is $120 a year. And I went into the bush and loved those precious people. Went into their homes. Don't know how they live. But when I left, they gave me, if I may say that, as unworthy trot as I am, the greatest thing that the rural areas will give you. They gave me a chicken. A live chicken. Now I said, now what do I do with this? I hold it. So I'm holding it in my buggy and it's heat to 46 degrees centigrade. And the chicken making a mess all over the car. We're heading home in Africa, so it's great to be in Africa. But you know what? I lived and I said, how do they do it? God is my Father. Absolute trust. Absolute trust in Jesus my Savior. Absolute trust. Not in my good works, not in my quiet time, not in my religion, but in Christ. An absolute trust in the Bible. Without doubt, God is my Father who loves us. How do we get it? It's by grace. We obtain faith and it's strengthened as we spend time in the precious Word of God. And having been given faith, as I've mentioned there on the outline, it will enable you to be protected. It will receive the blows that are meant for you. It will make you strong. You must learn to handle it. And it will quench the fiery darts of Satan. I need the belt, commitment to Christ. I need the breastplate of a holy and a godly life. I need the stability of the gospel of peace on my feet. I need the shield of faith to quench all the darts of the evil one. And number 5, what about my head? What's going to protect my mind and my eyes? I need the helmet of salvation. My dear brothers and sisters, that's 2 important truths. The first one is understandable. You've been here, you've listened to great preachers over many, many years that can explain it far better than I'll ever be able to do it. But it means that you've got to clearly know that you are saved. I come as your brother and a friend. I hope this morning in this church you know beyond any doubt at all that you are saved. That your name is in the book of life and you've given your life and your absolute commitment to Christ. We must have that on. We live without the helmet. We are lost. If we die without the helmet, we lost for eternity. But it's not only that. The helmet of salvation focuses my mind on the home that is still to come. That's how you live, brothers and sisters. We are not focused on this world. We don't live for now. We don't build up treasures now. We are to build up treasures in heaven. It was my mom's birthday yesterday. How's that, eh? And I phoned her. Hello, my darling, she says to me. How's my little boy? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you on your birthday, mom? She says, no. I'm the best looking 78-year-old in the world. But you know, my mother is a wonderful, wonderful Christian. I adore her with every part of my being. She's taught me, Warwick, focus on eternity. Put your treasures in heaven. With money, we're not here to invest in a lot of money. We use our money for the gospel. Our time, we don't spend our time on the things of this world. We need money to put bread on the table, but whatever is available, we give to God's gospel. That's how we work. You see, because we've got a mind that is gospel. That's what we're going to share with you in just a moment. And that's a wonderful way to live. It's a wonderful way to live. To live for Christ and to live for the gospel. And to live for the promotion of bringing the lost to Jesus. That's the helmet. I need the helmet. Keeps my mind focused. Not on worldly things. Keeps my mind focused on eternal things. And then lastly, I need the sword. I need the sword. And the word of God again emerges, my dear brothers and sisters. It's called the sword of the Spirit. Why? Because it's given by the Spirit. Every word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. This book is breathed out by God. It's given by the Spirit, and then it's applied by the Spirit. So when you read it, it speaks to you. Forgive me. I don't want to boast. I have read the Bible nearly 40 times. Every year I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You think, hey, maybe you know it all. You know the amazing thing when I read it this morning? You open the Bible, verses come and speak to you that have never spoken to you before. Have you found that out? It's amazing. You see, because the Spirit comes and He takes the word that He has written and He applies it to your heart. And sometimes you're on your knees in brokenness and you weep before God over how you failed. Other times you're exalted to heaven. Oh, it's the sword. When Satan tempted Jesus, what did Jesus do? It's written. It's written. It's written. The sword is the Spirit. Our precious, precious word that has been given to us by a loving God. And so, my friends, you're in a war. Be careful. Be very careful. Make sure you are ready. You've got the belt. You've got the breastplate, you've got the helmet, you've got the shield, you've got your sword, and your feet are secure. You will stand, in the words of the Puritans, you will stand like a colossus as we live among pygmies. You'll be strong, lady, strong man, not in yourself. And a wonderful God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this incredible passage that we have learned since Sunday school. Forgive us that we go into our work sometimes and we haven't even prayed sometimes, or we haven't even spent time in the Bible. And we go unarmed. We're not equipped. You'd hurt, you make mistakes. Oh, forgive us. But today, on this wonderful morning, we want to say, Lord, help us to be strong in Jesus with the armor of God. Please help me now, Lord. I feel very inadequate, but won't you help me to share with my brothers and my sisters of the future. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.